Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time for me to speak to my next guest. I'm so absolutely delighted that he agreed to talk to us. In terms of people that I have spoken to, it is hard to imagine somebody more layered and complex than my next guest. And I hope to unpeel those layers together with you this afternoon. Yaron Goldhammer, shalom. Thank you for talking to us here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Shalom. Good afternoon from Lisbon.
From Lisbon. You're not in Germany.
I'm an exile right now. As you might understand. So,
okay, that's allowed.
Like a brief, autumn exile, catching some sunlight and getting away from the stress.
Oh, wonderful, Yaron. So you can get back to Germany in time for December, which is going to be an absolute pleasure. Anyway, I want to get on to your story because you strike me as truly one of the most fascinating, complex individuals that I've come across in my life. And why do I say that? I say that because you are a German Israeli. You are a former IDF soldier. You are a model.
Yes.
You happen to be gay. That identity so far puts you fairly and squarely.
Let's say I'm gay and I happened to be a model in the past. Now I'm a politician and a talk show host.
Okay, so let's just, you know, that identity in terms of preconceived ideas would put you on the very far left of the political sphere. I mean, I'm thinking of the Israeli spectrum. You'd be a Meretznik. I have no doubt about that in my mind. And yet you're in Germany.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that, you and I, because you stood for the AfD, the Alternativ für Deutschland, which has to be possibly one of the most right-wing parties in the German political spectrum. Explain
that to me. We are a right-wing party, of course, but we just defend conservative goals that like 10 years or 20 years ago were still defended by Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union Party. So we just fill the gap that they have left because the mainstream in politics as well as in media has shifted so far to the left, and we just keep our principles and values.
Are you not granting them perhaps a kind of respectability that they don't deserve?
That is absolutely not true. I mean, like, just picture the Social Democrats, for example, one of the most anti-Semitic parties in Germany that funnels so much, hundreds of thousands of euros every year through their foundation to Palestinians who then teach their children in school to kill Jews and that Israel has no right to exist. And they have Jewish members and they're not getting targeted or questioned about being a fig leaf for them.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Did Merkel's decision to allow 1 million Syrian refugees into Germany affect your political views at the time?
Yes, certainly it did. Also because when that happened, 2014, I just left the Israeli army. And in 2014, you remember there was Operation Protective Edge, and I used to serve in the IDF spokesperson's unit, and I got aware of how unfair mainstream media is treating Israel, especially German media. Like, they call themselves left-wing, but there is a true anti-Semitic, or like, as I call it, Islamo-socialist core to the way they're reported. Well, and then when all the migrants, illegal migrants and fake refugees came in, crime the rights in Germany, something you in South Africa are probably much familiar with, rapes went up, and also a 14-year-old Jewish girl named Susanna got killed in Mainz, which is a city in southwestern Germany, and her killer and rapist was an Iraqi, 19-year-old guy, fake refugee. And guess what? Where did he escape to flee from German police persecution? He fled back to Iraq. Isn't that hilarious? We need strong border security to keep our people safe and to keep our social welfare state working for us and not for the rest of the world. We have a lot of problems in Germany to take care of. Every fifth German child lives in poverty. And so I think there are some reasons that you can resound with me, because in South Africa, you have similar problems. And we do not, I'm sorry, you have a beautiful country, but I don't want Germany to become a second South Africa.
That's certainly a strong opinion. Let's move along. I'm very interested in the gay identity because the AfD, from what I've read, is not exactly a proponent of gay rights.
Actually, do have to disappoint you. You know, our faction leader in the German parliament, Dr. Alice Weidel, she's married to a woman from Sri Lanka and they raised two kids together.
Oh,
so
really?
She herself is a lesbian, and it's absolutely no problem for a gay person or a lesbian person to hold a high office in the AfD. And there there's no anti-homosexual or homophobic policies that we are pushing. Quite the opposite, you know. I mean, I used to love to go out during the weekends, you know, and I used to take the train or the bus at night, but now I'm afraid to walk from the subway station to the gay club and back at night, or let's say in the morning at 3 a.m. So I choose now to take a taxi, which, you know, costs a lot of money, and that's just because friends of mine have been beaten up, and that's mostly, or like to 99% by Muslim refugees from countries such as Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Egypt, and so on.
Let's talk about the fact that your name kind of discloses the fact that you have an Israeli connection, that is for sure. Your surname certainly kind of hints at the fact that you have a Jewish connection. So, Yaron Goldhammer, there's a lot of very clear evidence of your Jewishness. Have you been received by members of the AFD?
There's no problem, because we have a Jewish association inside the AFD called Juden in the AFD. We are a publicly, you know, we are a renowned and respected subgroup in the AFD. And there are also other members of parliament, for example, in the state of Hesha, who are Jewish. And that's actually no problem, because we as a European and German party, we believe in, you know, Western civilization. And that is deeply rooted in Christian and Jewish philosophy and tradition.
It's kind of interesting that I'm talking to you all of 4 or 5 days after another Jewish German, a famous pop star, I believe, was not allowed to check into a hotel in Leipzig.
Yes. Yes,
Bilal Farim, yes. Yeah, I need to learn about him a little more. But I'm just interested in your reaction to that. And does Germany still fundamentally have an anti-Semitic issue?
Of course. I mean, there is anti-Semitism from the right. There is anti-Semitism from the left. And there is the Muslim anti-Semitism, which is the most violent version of anti-Semitism we as Jews are facing in Germany nowadays. So if you look at the German police statistics, they will tell you that most anti-Semitic crimes are perpetrated by right-wing extremists or so-called neo-Nazis. But this statistic doesn't take into account who is actually the perpetrator. So let's say, for example, at the Al-Quds demonstration that unfortunately takes place annually in Berlin, yeah, where a lot of Muslim Arabs are protesting that Israel shall give all of Jerusalem back to them and blah, blah, blah. So then they shout things like Hamas, Hamas, Juden ins Gas.
Oh, no.
And these are Muslim extremists, and the police records what they're saying under the crime of like right-wing hatred, right-wing Nazi extremism. And that is really unbelievable. So if you look at other studies, for example, from the University of Bielefeld, which only asked Jewish people about their experience with anti-Semitism, then you can see that 80% of violent crimes against Jews in Germany are actually perpetrated by Muslims.
Another issue that is pretty fascinating about your identity is you haven't just been in Israel, you've been in the Israeli army. When that information gets out to the wider public, has that caused you problems?
Well, not at all. I mean, there was one journalist from a left-wing newspaper. He is a refugee from Afghanistan, and he said that I should be put in front of, like, you know, a war tribune or tribunal, you know, because he thinks like that Israel was committing war crimes in Protective Edge while thousands of rockets were fired at our private homes and we defended us. So just like that. But usually Germans are actually don't want to get in touch too much about this sensitive issue, especially if somebody is Jewish, you know, then they usually put on their gloves. And for many Germans, actually, you are the first, you know, often I'm the first Jew they ever meet in their whole life, because wow, we just have like 100,000 Jews in Germany, or let's say 150,000, if you don't take those into consideration that are members of communities. And we have 85 million people now living in Germany. So to meet a Jew is a really rare event for most Germans. And there is still a very, very big complex about the past. But yes, unfortunately, there is also a study by the Bertelsmann Foundation that says that like 54% of young Germans in between the ages of 18 to 25 have a negative image of the state of Israel. and even a more negative image of Israel's government and Israel's military actions. So that's a study from 2019, if I'm not wrong. And yeah, let's hope with the new government under Bennett and Lapid it will get better. I have a lot of hope for this government, and it's a good mixture of like right-wing and liberal parties, I think.
It absolutely is. And interestingly enough, its very weakness, they say, is its strength, that it has to hold together. Yaron Golden.
Yes. I mean, I guess Netanyahu was betting it would break apart within like 2 months, and it's been so stable.
Exactly. Yaron, we're going to leave it there. I've got a massive smile on my face. Thank you for talking to us here in Johannesburg this afternoon.
Okay, please send me the video, and thank you so much for inviting me.